Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy sunny October. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview some stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. Thrifting, noun and verb. There was a time, not so very long ago, that clothing was so precious it was disposed of in wills. A father might bequeath my great coat to his son, while a mother might designate which of her dresses and linens were to go to her daughters. Fast forward to the 21st century and fast fashion. Clothing is no longer a sentimental or generational thing. Our feature story, thrifting, noun and verb. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, and all are in person. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date and filled with information. Adult Comedy Night, Art of Improv, at the Sharon Playhouse, Sharon, Connecticut. Join Sharon Playhouse Associate Artistic Director, Michael Kevin Baldwin, for an entertaining evening exploring the art of improv. Get together with local adults to play theatre games and create scenes from scratch. Participants will learn how to confidently inhabit a sense of play while having fun in a social environment. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages included. Adult Comedy Night, Art of Improv, at the Sharon Playhouse, Sharon, Connecticut. The Salisbury Forum, the news on trial at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Falls Village, Connecticut. Is the news media prepared to cover the 2024 presidential election as a historic test of American democracy? It has become a test of the future of American journalism. This Salisbury Forum event features David D. Kirkpatrick, a writer for The New Yorker, whose work includes coverage of American politics. Kilpatrick spent 22 years as a correspondent for the New York Times, contributing to the coverage of several American presidential elections. The Salisbury Forum, the news on trial at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Falls Village, Connecticut. Rock and Roll Graveyard Halloween Tribute Concert at the Colonial Theatre, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. An unforgettable Halloween tribute concert produced by the Berkshire Theatre Group, where local musicians channel the spirits of rock and roll legends for a night of electrifying performances. They will conjure up the greatest hits from iconic artists, with actors portraying Freddie Mercury, Elvis, Jim Morrison, and Janis Joplin. Backed by a band of graveyard demons, it is guaranteed to make you shake your bones and dance the night away. Come dressed as your favorite ghostly rock star. Rock and Roll Graveyard Halloween Tribute Concert at the Colonial Theatre, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Paris in Ruins, Love, War, and the Birth of Impressionism at the Clark Art Institute, Williamstown, Massachusetts. The Clark is hosting a special appearance by Pulitzer Prize winner Sebastian Smee, art critic for The Washington Post, as he introduces his new book, Paris in Ruins, Love, War, and the Birth of Impressionism. From the summer of 1870 to the spring of 1871, Paris and its people were besieged, enduring bloody street battles, the burning of central Paris, and widespread starvation. It was against the backdrop of these tumultuous times that the Impressionist art movement was born. Smee tells the story of those dramatic days through the eyes of the leading figures of Impressionism. Paris in Ruins, Love, War, and the Birth of Impressionism at the Clark Art Institute, Williamstown, Massachusetts. Letting Go, Pilates and Acupuncture Experience at Pilates Space, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. As we settle into fall, this specially curated experience pairs Pilates and acupuncture to reset and rebalance your whole self. Pilates instructor Shannon will guide spring-based movement, creating deep length and space. This movement will allow the body to receive a deeper shift as acupuncturist Nicole Delaray will transition you into an acupuncture treatment to clear rooted somatic tension from the inside out. This immersive event will include sound healing and organic essential oils. You will leave with renewed space, rebalanced mobility, and embody the beauty created by letting go. Letting Go, Pilates and Acupuncture Experience at Pilates Space, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Our favorite thing, the future of news. Over the past 2 years, trust in the media has hit a record low, 26%, among those aged 18 to 29. This generation will be the consumers for news for decades to come, outing the future of the media on trial. The Salisbury Forum will explore this test of journalism's future this Friday. Berkshire Kitchen. Long ago, my mum used to make date bars. I don't recall where she found the recipe, and search as I might through her remaining kitchen notes, I cannot find her recipe. I was not planning date bars or cookies. It was more a nostalgic thought to reconnect with my mother's memory. Chef Leon creates fig jam and shortbread tart as a homage to his mum. Out on a limb, dogs and cats, Weedle Warriors. 2 years ago, my son adopted a dog. We all agreed she had the ugliest face we had ever seen, canine or otherwise. She came christened with the name Abby, a moniker that in the judgment of the entire family should only be used for cute human babies. We universally decided another name was needed. Catherine explores our relationship and worship of our pets. Inner elegance. Feeling overwhelmed? It's not surprising. As the rhetoric ramps up and the drama plays out in the final stretch of the presidential election, we are not alone in finding it increasingly difficult to avoid the accompanying feelings of emotional overwhelm. Such feelings can occur at any point in our lives, and today we live in turbulent times. I, Caroline Phipps, explore feelings of overwhelm and how to manage by accepting the present moment, nurturing our spirits, and saving our precious energy for working towards a brighter future. History's Lens, Election Redux. The Hudson New York Historical Society's collection contains a tabulation of election results for the closely fought presidential race between the Democratic governor of New York State, Grover Cleveland, and Maine's James G. Blaine. As in the 2024 election, the campaign was filled with mudslinging and personal allegations that eclipsed substantive issues. Sound familiar? Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week, enjoy this glorious weather, and until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.